In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Hallelujah. Psalm 71, verse 21. Read it with me, please. It's projected. One, two, read. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. Read it like you're reading your testimony. Praise the Lord. We're in a season of lifting, and the Lord is doing a lot of mighty things already in the lives of people as individuals and as ministry. And the Lord just impressed in my heart to share with us along this line, because I believe that this is one of the graces that lifts, the anointing that can take men to new dimensions. It will only happen when you believe. The Bible declares, blessed is she that believes. He said, for unto her, not unto them, unto her there shall be a performance. Hallelujah. Thou shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. It's one thing for your greatness to be increased, but how many of you know that every time you rise in this kingdom, success, listen carefully, I'm teaching now, success has a side effect, both to those who pray and seek your good and to those who will react as a result. When you study the subject of success, every time a man rises, you realize that rising in life is warfare. Are we together? Because as you rise, your rising destroys the excuses of people who probably would have given a reason as to why men cannot rise or should not rise. And so naturally, the side effect is that there will be untold battles. Battles from family members, battles from colleagues and contemporaries, even battles from mentors and those that you seek direction from. Are we together now? When people rise, the accolades and the claps that you receive is not all there is to the process. So you need to be comforted on every side for your rising to give you value. Just because a man looks at his son and gives him the coat of many colors and he goes innocently to testify, not before his enemies, his brothers, here's what daddy did for me. The brothers say, oh, so we are here taking care of sheep, and then he gives one person out of all of us and they said, let's kill him. Brothers conspiring. Most times you may not know how hostile human beings are until results begin to speak in your life. Every time you look like them, there is no basis for fighting and quarreling. For as long as the house has not been built, for as long as you are a general man of God with no unusual dimension of grace, it's acceptable. You are friends to everyone. For as long as you are at a financial level that resonates with your co-tenants or resonates with your core people, no one will fight you. So you will be deceived into thinking the world is such a peaceful place. Welcome to a world where people fight successful people. From the day you announce that God gave me a job, all of a sudden your food is no longer sweet. All of a sudden your cloth has a problem. All of a sudden your greeting becomes sarcasm. That's the side effect of success. And so it says, thou shall increase my greatness. But because with every increase there are battles, Lord, don't leave me alone. Comfort me on every side. Don't just increase my greatness and leave me. Because there are certain levels of battles that can come to your life you will wish you never rose. Are we together? Have you seen people challenge you to a point that you say, Lord, I admire my yesterday. I didn't have money, but I was peaceful. I didn't have influence. Woe betide a man who rises without the help of God to sustain him there. You will hate success. Hallelujah. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Comfort me on every side. And so it is God's desire from the time that I taught the lifter of men, the kinds of testimonies that have come already from that series, not just within the local environment of the ministry here, people whose lives have changed overnight. And you know, I taught us here that the anointing of the Spirit is where His word is. Are we together? Not just His general word, but His emphasis for a season. Are we together? So if God is speaking as a healing God, His anointing that will be present is the anointing to heal. If God is speaking as a lifting God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will always be found where His word is. If it looks like in a particular season you are not anointed or no longer as anointed as you want, it may not be that you have backslidden. It may have been that you have not found where the word is for the season. Because the word for the season is where the anointing for the season is. That you were anointed yesterday does not mean that your anointing of yesterday will be relevant for today's challenge. Are we together? God is in the business of lifting men. And He's lifting us not just because we need to tell the world we are successful. That's too small a reason to be lifted. I told you that kingdom advance can only be possible under two conditions. Number one, evangelism. Number two, influence. Influence is important to enthrone Christ within a sphere of human existence. And so if we do not contend for influence, if the only thing that happens to us is evangelism, winning souls, which is important and valuable, then the church will not have a voice enough to institutionalize Christ and His value system within society. Are we together? It matters that the church not only has the word, but have the voice to declare that word. We must contend for the requisite level of influence that will make our words matter, not only to fellow believers, but to every strata of human society, business, government, media, etc. Are you following me now? So the subject of greatness is something that I want you to covet passionately. We come from different backgrounds, even Christian backgrounds. And some of us, though well-meaning, but have been erroneously indoctrinated into believing that any desire to want to rise to a position that is higher than that which mediocrity affords is carnality. And you shouldn't be interested in that. Let me tell you, in the 21st century, if you do not have a voice, then there are certain things you cannot do for the kingdom. Are we together? When it was time to bring a dream that will save the nation, God searched around to look for who was from Him, and there was no believer who had the influence to do something about that dream. So God had to make do with Pharaoh. God went to Pharaoh and gave him the dream about the redemption of Egypt and then God's people, because Pharaoh was the only one who had the requisite influence to do something about it. Are we together? There are certain levels of visions and revelations that you will never see, no matter how you fast and pray, because you do not have the influence to do anything about it. Are we together? If God shows you something about a family that requires some kind of financial capability to solve their needs, if you do not have the financial wherewithal, you can only intercede. So God will not waste His time bringing you that kind of dream. He will find someone who has opened himself to that possibility in the kingdom and grant him access to that revelation. Because in seeing it, he also has the ability to do something about it. Are we together? It will no longer be that the church will buy a plot of land or plots of land and then the government will arise and seize it simply because everyone is in the church is spiritual, anointed, but with no voice. Jesus remained on the cross
No influence could bring him down. But a man called Joseph of Arimathea, the Bible called him a noble man. He had both the political and financial power. He went to Caesar and demanded that Jesus be brought down. Where would you keep him? Caesar said. And he said, no, I have a virgin tomb. And they took Jesus and buried him there. Influence played a role in the salvation of our souls. Are we together now? It matters that we rise to positions of kingdom influence. Thou shall increase. Give us that scripture, please. Thou shall increase my greatness and comfort me round about. Why? For the sake of your kingdom. Why? For the sake of your glory. For the sake of the advancement of your purposes. Thou shall increase my finances and comfort me round about. Thou shall increase the anointing upon my life and comfort me round about. Thou shall increase my sphere of influence. Thou shall increase my strategic alliances. Thou shall increase my voice. Thou shall increase the capacity, my mind, everything that needs to be increased should be increased in this season. Are we blessed? And comfort me round about. There are people here, you are here seated. Many of the prayer requests that you are going to be submitting requires influence for it to be answered. It doesn't just require God. A man can answer that prayer. Are we together? Influence. All you need is for someone to talk to someone, to advocate for someone on your behalf. And that whole prayer point that is giving you headache is solved in a moment. It's amazing how influence can represent Christ. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, a challenge that has held a family, a nation, a territory, just within a moment. Greatness is powerful. You will never be able to legislate on behalf of the kingdom if you do not contend for certain dimensions of greatness and influence. Hallelujah. This is a very powerful scripture that should be your prayer request in this season. There are pastors who are anointed, they love God, they have revelation, but they have rejected kingdom influence, and it has pegged them down, pegged their ministries, pegged everything about them. Let me tell you something about followership. Nobody wants to follow a man who is not growing. Nobody wants to follow a man who is not rising. Are we together now? Yes. For as long as we continue to celebrate mediocrity, for as long as we continue to allow ourselves to be, the Bible says, they comparing themselves with themselves are not wise. For as long as we remain at the lowest levels in life, let me tell you this, we may keep feeling spiritual, but there is very little God will be able to do with us. It's true. When you increase in greatness, you give God space to find expression in and through you. In this season, God is passionately finding men who will embody influence with a heart for him, so that he will be able to win people. Winning people one by one will not get the job done. We need to win territories through influence. Are we together now? Yes. Islam is one of the fastest growing religion in Europe, and you will never see any citywide crusade. You will never see any venue being rented for any conference. They are using one key. Everybody say influence. Because when a man is hungry, you don't give him a Bible. When a man is hungry, you put the gospel on a plate of a loaf of bread and give it to him. That's the only way he can eat that, he can receive it. Are we together? You've heard me say it again and again. By the grace of God, I will never pastor a people who are spiritual but not influential. Both can go hand in hand. Now, every time you are doing things that are new or out of the box, you will be misunderstood, because society is full of status quo. And most of those systems are largely founded upon mediocrity. The average believer does not understand how the kingdom should be advanced. They know how you should grow, They know how you should rise. They know how your spirit man should be strong, but they don't know how the purposes of God should be institutionalized within a territory. The subject of kingdom advance is seldom understood by many people. Very few people. I tell you this with no sense of criticism or whatever, but even among us men of God, there are very few people who understand kingdom advance. We understand spiritual growth. We understand the issues that concern our growth and character and so on and so forth. But the issues that have to institutionalize Christ so that 30 years after now, our children will still be rooted in the things of God, we hardly have that understanding. And living in the 21st century has shifted things. We must learn how to shift. We must learn how to be strategic in our approach. Hallelujah. The message remains the same, but the communication must be strategic enough to be able to represent Christ. Are we blessed? Thou shall increase my greatness. Before I continue, I just feel we should pray this prayer in 1 minute. I don't know what area. Listen, greatness is a summation of excellence in many facets of your life. Some of us may be doing well in one area, may be doing well in another area. Find the area where you know you cannot say you are experiencing greatness in. And in 1 minute, cry to God and say, Lord, visit me in this area. Go ahead. Pray with all your heart. Lord, you have granted me access to revelations. I thank you. Step in over my finances. Lord, you have helped me in the area of my finances, but my spiritual life is crushing to pieces. Grant me grace. You have granted me access to revelations, but my mind is barren. I need a miracle in my mind. Increase my capacity, understanding. Make sure you are praying. This is the miracle service. Many of the challenges that we have in our lives are dependent on these things. Whether you are standing, whether you are at the window, whether you are everywhere following online, just go ahead and connect. Don't allow the little inconveniences to distract you. It's a very serious prayer. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. Lord, increase my greatness. Increase my greatness. Comfort me. Increase my greatness for the sake of my family members. Increase my greatness for the sake of the gospel. Increase my greatness for the sake of the ministry, the church you have committed. Increase my greatness for the sake of the lost souls, millions, billions of them. Increase my greatness for the sake of having your purposes preserved within a territory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we blessed? Let me just talk about one key. There are many, but for tonight, just to add to what I've shared, just one key that can help us grow in greatness. Greatness is a system. Remember that the kingdom of God operates on mysteries and systems. Say after me, mysteries. Say after me, systems. The kingdom of God is systemic. God never does the same thing twice. When he does a thing once, he creates a system around it for continuity. Are we together? He never created the plants and the animals twice. He did it once and put a seed in it for reproduction. He made one man, one woman, never to make another one again. Are we together? There is a system. So if your life is to excel, it must be built on systems. If your life is built on miracles, as much as you are going to receive them, miracles are a sign that something went wrong and the sovereignty of God is intervening to correct. We were never designed to live off miracles. Listen very carefully. If you live off miracles, you will live a frustrated life. We live off principles. We live off the systems of the kingdom. The systems of God create predictability. They are an attestation to his justice. The Bible says righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. Never mistake a miracle to mean that's how God wants it to continue. A miracle is a stepping in of God to correct something that shouldn't be. You are working properly when your life is systemic. Are we together? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, please. Give us verse 1 and verse 2. Let's talk about just one key here, faithfulness. Say after me, faithfulness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ. Paul is speaking now. And stewards. Paul uses a very interesting language. Not owners. He calls them stewards. The word steward is the word caretaker. Caretakers of the mysteries of God. Number two, it says, moreover, it is required in stewards. If it is true that you are a steward, there is a requirement. And it says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man, whoever says he is a steward, must exhibit a character called faithfulness. Faithfulness. It says, must be found faithful. There are many people who may never rise beyond their current levels of influence, their current financial level, their levels of the anointing of revelation, because they have other things, but they lack this quality, faithfulness. In the kingdom, you grow. It looks simple, but write it. In the kingdom, you grow. And Jesus grew in wisdom. Jesus grew in stature. Jesus grew in favor with God and with men. We live in a time where we admire people's results. Every time we see uncommon results, whether in the area of the anointing, the demonstration of the Spirit, revelations, influence, etc. Every time we see that people are stepping into unusual levels of grace, we don't admire the process. We rather admire the results. Hallelujah. I see people come to me and I know they are well-meaning. And they just kneel down and say, sir, double portion of your anointing. And I said, look at what this guy is asking. Are we together? It looks like a very, that's why some of you came here probably to get a double portion. The mother of James and John came to Jesus and said, Jesus, I have a request on behalf of my two sons. You've been seeing them. You see how faithful they have been in your ministry. Would you grant, because the way you are going to overthrow Caesar, would you grant that when all is said and done, let my kids sit at your left and right? And Jesus looked at her. He never said it's an impossible request. He said, can you drink of my cup and be baptized with my baptism? Two things. One works internally. The other one works externally. But both must happen to qualify you. The seat is vacant, but can you drink? This one is not a gift. It's a reward. Are we together now? One of the requirements is faithfulness. There are pastors who will never rise beyond certain membership barrier because they are not faithful. God gives you three members. You look at them and feel they are not relevant at all. Are we together? Oh, these members are not serious. You are three. All of you are broke. None of you is smart. None of you is working. I'm the one who pays your transport. What kind of useless membership is this? And God is watching. And then you admire another church with choice, choice membership. This one is working in oil company. I said, these are the kind of members. And we have the effrontery to go back to the secret place and cry that God will find a way of drawing those people from that church to bring it to our church. And God says, look at this, the kind of believers that have been produced within this region. No understanding. It is required in stewards, in men of God, in business people, in young people, in students, in whatever dimension of life, that you be faithful. Listen very carefully. Be faithful. Be faithful. Never follow a man who does not have a track record of growth. You are only wasting your time. No matter how flamboyant the results are, it's a mirage. Anybody who stumbles into financial prosperity is joking. Is joking, I repeat, is joking. Anybody who just stumbles into the anointing is still joking. Anybody who stumbles into revelation is joking. There must be a track record in life. Your track record is what gives value to your current stature. Faithfulness. Here's what Jesus has to say about this. Luke chapter 16, please. Give us verse 10 to 12. Jesus is teaching here. Luke chapter 16, 10 to 12. It says, he that is faithful. Listen now. Jesus is teaching here. It was the parable of the unjust servant whose master was about to banish him. And he went to reduce the bills for several people so that when he was banished, he would now rush to them. And Jesus is using the opportunity to teach us something here. That he that is faithful in that which is least is what? He didn't say will be. Is already. I can know whether you qualify for your next level in life by what you are doing with the current level. Is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust. Please go back to verse 10. He that is unjust in the least is also unjust in much. Next verse. 11. If therefore ye have not been faithful. He's speaking in the context of resources now. In unrighteous mammon, your naira and kobo, he says, who will commit to you the true riches? You know what the true riches are? Things that money cannot buy, but can buy money. True riches. Money itself is a commodity. There is something that buys it. True riches. Are you getting what I'm saying now? In our world today, if you have money, you can buy everything. But God is saying that money itself, like you sell phones, money is a product too. There is something that can buy it. It's called true riches. So when God tests you, let me tell you what this is saying. Let me bring out 1,000 naira. Look at this. This is 1,000 naira. Do you know God can arrange favor? Come, Pastor Femi. I can see him already warming up to be a very... look at the... See how sharp he's looking. Praise the Lord. Now, watch this. Do you know that in your walk with God, a time can come, God can just open a door for you. 100,000 comes. You are not rich. This is unrighteous mammon. He's testing you. You are rich when he gives you what can buy this. You are not rich if you have this. This is nonsense. Anything can happen. Set this on fire. You can't pack the ashes to court and say this was 1,000. True riches is what can buy this product. Not shoe. Buy this. This one. So he's watching you and he gives you this. And you are not faithful in it. You misuse it. You waste it. The kingdom does not benefit from it. He says, no. There is an anointing I can give you that will bring this. You have not qualified. I tested you with this and you failed. Are we together? God can bring a relationship. Come. God can bring a relationship to your life that you know you didn't even qualify for it. It's a test. You misuse that relationship. You take advantage of the people and you don't even max. You don't value them. And then all of a sudden, you cannot be given the true riches that can buy greater relationships. Faithfulness is a powerful spiritual quality. Powerful spiritual quality. Many people are not faithful. That's why they pray. They fast. Oh God, dry fast 7 days, 40 days. Lord, give me more anointing. Give me this, give me that. And then one day, God leads you to one old woman. And God says, take care of this woman. Your destiny is to walk in the healing ministry. But he won't start by giving you the healing anointing. He will start by creating compassion in you. Take care of this old woman. And you say, oh God, this old woman, how much will I get from this woman? I need something that I will shine. So that from that shining, it will be on YouTube. And then it will be on all the social media platforms. And up I go. And God says, you see that? There's no faithfulness. And while that is happening, God is watching one young lady somewhere, taking care of the woman. Mama, are you okay? And she's writing her promotion exams through faithfulness. She may not know, but she's walking herself to a realm of the anointing. One day she'll finish taking care of that woman and say, Father, thank you for the privilege. My mother was never alive for me to be able to take care of her, but thank you for giving me such an old woman. And the heavens are open over that young lady. A strange anointing comes upon her. 2 years later, that lady is walking in a dimension of the healing anointing that nobody can explain. And people criticize, where did this girl come from? From nowhere. I've told you, there's nobody that comes out from nowhere. That you are not aware of the training does not mean they were not trained. There is nobody that comes out of nowhere. It's a lie. When you are in the cave of Adullam, it's a lonely place. When you manifest, people say, ah, this person is lucky. No, there's no luck in this thing. Is God speaking to us? Many of us, God trusted us with finances. We were not faithful. Many of us today, if I tell you, lift your prayer request now, you will see prayer point one, breakthrough. Prayer point two, financial rest. Prayer point three, financial favor. It's still the same thing you are writing, just different versions, so that however God wants to answer it, he should just answer it. Are we together? Lord, increase in membership. Did you know, while I was praying, I was already set to come. The rain started. All I was doing, I found tears coming out of my eyes because I was thinking. I said, my God, these people now, how do we manage these people? But many of you, they've come, let them come. You know, you are the superstar. When you think like that, you will never rise. Don't forget that men may not know while you are looking at this, but there is a God who has the all-seeing eye that looks at you and knows that this man of God should not rise. Are we together? Many of us want resources. As I've lifted this 1,000 now, many of you have been looking at it. You are not even hearing me again. Listen, you are not faithful. If you are faithful, is proof that you are a steward. Can God give you this and say, let me have it back? And you say, Lord, it's yours. It's proof of faithfulness. Lord, after all, it came from you. You took me from nowhere, soaking Gary. If you have given me this, if you make a demand, it goes. There are many of you, once your hands hold it, it's only a need. A secular need that will release it. The voice of God has no right to make you release this. And then you want lots of it, and we keep joking that we are having dreams and seeing. God is not stupid. This system is very orderly. Once your heart is not with God, you won't find anything. Are we together? I've shared this story here. Once upon a time in this area, then nobody knew me, nobody. I was invited to go and minister somewhere. And just like it rained very heavily tonight, I had prepared, fasted, prepared to go there. And then the rain started and the people were expecting me. And that time there was no protocol to come, put umbrella, etc. All of these formalities. That was how I rolled my sleeves, rolled my trouser and held my Bible. I started praying in tongues in the rain. Lord, don't mind me being soaked. Just bless your people. If your people are blessed, I am satisfied. Are we together now? I remember going there, and then to make matters worse, the church didn't even make arrangement for umbrella to receive me. It was then Steve Strings who saw me from outside and collected. He was also invited. He collected an umbrella to run, go and receive me outside. When I came in, they asked me to wait. They had to shift some people in front to create space for me to come and sit down. It looked painful. It looked ego stinging, but it was a test of faithfulness. Can you be faithful even when your reputation is being insulted? Not everybody will insult your reputation. Keep forbearing with those who don't value you. Then you will qualify for those who can value you. There are some of you today, you will go to minister somewhere, they will disrespect you. Some of you are intelligent business people surrounded by those who have no value. Keep at what you are doing. you will come to a point where God will bring you to people who can recognize the grace you carry. And my goodness, happy are you when you enter that season in your life where you are surrounded by those who have a recognition of what you carry and will be willing to bless. My life was not always like this. This ministry was not always like this. The first crusade, you see crowds everywhere and we're happy. Many of you who follow me on Facebook or follow the ministry on Facebook and follow what we are doing, and you know all the crowds and the things that happen when every time I travel, many people just see it and think it's just because he's anointed. It's not just because I'm anointed. With all humility, what you are seeing is a product of many years of faithfulness. I've shared with you our first crusade. You see, the secrets of men are in their stories. Don't just hear the story, discern the message. Are we together? I told you about our first crusade. I think we're about 20 or so. The entire crusade gram, I'm not sure we're up to 50. The first crusade. We prayed, fasted, organized. When it was time to pray for the sick, the whole team had the opportunity one-on-one. It was a test of faithfulness. Many of us do not want to start small. As a student, you want to wear the same cloth with a bank manager. And so you open your gate wide for a devourer to come and rubbish your life and keep punishing you. Are we together? There are men of God who start in ministry. Everybody they see is their colleague. Take it easy. Move gradually. No, I'm anointed. If not because of condition, don't I have a better revelation than Kenny? And God keeps you there. Say, stay there. I just caught a new revelation. There's nobody to hear you because there is no track record. You can look at a pastor who doesn't seem to have any serious revelation and wonder why God keeps him there. Faithfulness. All he may say is, God bless you, God lift you, God anoint you. And then you are there in your pride and arrogance. I just finished PCCing the book of Ephesians, and you remain there for many years. Is God speaking to us? Never be ashamed of the track record of faithfulness. Lord, this is the level of grace that you have given me. I am happy. I am proud of it. Lord, you have given me the anointing to clean chairs. I know that you have called me to be an apostle to the nations, but in this season, my assignment is to clean chairs. I receive the grace to do it faithfully. Not just to clean chairs and say, Kai, oh God, if not just people, me, cleaning chairs. And God says, that's it. You see that? And you'll never rise. Everybody say faithfulness. Say it again, faithfulness. Matthew chapter 25. We're going to read three verses, 21, 23, and 29. Thank you. Matthew 25, we're reading 21, 23, and we're reading 29. I just want to show you something and then we'll begin to pray. This was the parable of the talents, 5, 2, and 1 talent. And this to the one who had 5. His Lord said unto him, after being faithful, he said, well done, good and what? Faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Let me show you how greatness happens in the kingdom. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. What's your reward? I will make thee ruler over many things. When you are promoted in the kingdom, many things happen to you. One, the anointing upon your life is multiplied. Number two, your operation becomes easy. Number three, God expands your self-influence to cause more people to hear your voice. It's a product of faithfulness. You have been faithful over a few things. I gave you a teaching anointing and I did not give you an anointing for miracles. And you were not ashamed to teach the people as best as you knew to. Every time they ask you, man of God, why is it that we don't see miracles in your life? Be patient. I'm coming. I'm not ashamed to say God is bringing me there. For now is the teaching grace he has given me. I will teach. I will make Bible study notes. And God is saying, this is a man who will not only be a good shepherd, he will be a good manager of my anointing. And one day, that man comes to a meeting and all of a sudden an impartation comes upon him. The dimension that has been absent is now supplied by the Spirit. He goes back not just as a teacher, but as a worker of miracles. 23. To the man with the two talents, he said, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Same thing. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. So it's not the size of what you were given. The same commendation. I will make thee ruler over many things. Let's go to 29. For unto everyone that hath, this is a mystery in the kingdom, that when you have, it's a sign that you were a good manager, and the reward is that he shall have what? Abundance of anything. Abundance here doesn't just talk of finance. Abundance of the anointing, abundance of influence, abundance of access to revelations. And then it says, but from him that hath and is not faithful now, it says, even that which he had shall be taken away. It is not only Satan that takes things away. God too takes things away. Are we together now? Not every reduction is caused by demons. There are reductions that are a testimony. It's a report card from God to you that something is wrong with your stewardship. When God increases you, members rise today and mysteriously members just go down. Sometimes it could be that it's a message from God that I trusted you with 30 people and I observed your stewardship. Your stewardship does not merit multiplication. You rise in finances and then sometimes you just go down never to rise again. It could be a message that you need to upgrade on your stewardship. You rise in influence and all of a sudden you find out within a season all your helpers are no longer there. All the people whose voice, who listen to your voice and acknowledge your voice are no longer there. It could be a sign that you are abusing the privilege of stewardship. Are we together? The prayer that you need to pray in this season is for God to help you, that whilst you are waiting for a supply of greater dimensions of his grace, but that he grants you the fortitude to be faithful. If God gives you 10 naira, be faithful. If God gives you one shoe, polish it. Don't sit down running your eyes on every shoe and say, don't worry, except God is not my God, I'm coming. And that shoe will say, you are not coming. This is not how to get me. You get me by washing the one you have. Is a rubber shoe, wash it. Is a 200 naira trouser, wash it. Are we together now? We live in a society that applauds people for living a fake life, that claps for people for jumping seasons. And as soon as they clap for you, and as frequent as they clap for you, that's the same way they will clap against you. Because every time you jump up, you must go down. But when you grow up, you remain up. The difference between jumping and growing is that you are still connected to your root. When you jump, you are suspended. Nothing backs you, no support. So you must come down. When you grow up, the tallest building in the world is still connected to the earth. That's why it stands. Nothing suspended has the ability to stay indefinitely. When they send satellites to orbit the earth and orbit other planets and all of that, after a time requirement, because they are not connected to the earth, they must be sent back. Planes don't fly indefinitely in the sky. They get to a point where they must make contact with the earth again. For some of you here, this is your miracle service tonight. The Lord is speaking to you. You are living a fake life. Go back to the basics. Let me tell you this. Don't ever generalize success. Just because everybody around you is successful does not mean you are successful. Go back and learn the principles. Corporate success is deception. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? We are all successful. A day will come, life will separate you and you stand as an individual, and it will be a test of your values. Whether or not, it's like a defense, the way students do defense. You will need to defend and validate your success. Any door God has not opened for me, I'm not under pressure to go. Because when he opens it, he will open it in honor. Do you know if God does not open a door, your tenacity can force that door to open? That you forced a door and it opened. A man can go around with complimentary cards. I'm a man of God. I'm a gospel artist. In fact, you've not had anything like you just invite me and watch what happens. You can go around and out of the 1,000 invitations you beg for, you may get one or two or three or four and you call it increase. You see, when you open the door by yourself, you have to keep it open by yourself. But when God opens it, God, when he opens it, he keeps it by his own hand. The hands that lifted me will uphold me to the end. I will not be afraid. There is a hand that lifted me, will uphold me to the end. I will not be. Hallelujah. Years ago, I had a conversation. We're about to pray with a gentleman, and he asked me a very honest question. He said, Apostle, I've come for Koinonia and I've seen the crowds of people. And he asked a question. He said, can you reproduce these results? And I said, that's not me to answer. You are asking time, not me. Keep watching. And I think 2 weeks ago, he sent me a text. You know, just joking. I'm just saying it. And he just sent a text. And he said, Apostle, you are dangerous. I say, I'm not dangerous. The laws of God are dangerous. It is not me, it is the laws of God. Whoever will keep these truths, it will work for you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Even if you are afraid of yourself, trust his laws and watch them shock you and make a wonder out of your life. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. In a few minutes now, we're going to begin to pray. And many of you will stand and watch your life change as if it's magic. It is not just because a man who is anointed is standing before you. There is a system in the kingdom. We make our boast first in the Lord and then in the power of his might. His might, the power of his might, the power that is released when his laws operate. Those who don't understand will look at these things and think it's boasting. It's not boasting. It's true. The predictability of God's principles. Hallelujah. I challenge you today that much more than the miracles you are receiving, you must trust God to go back and say, Lord, teach me your ways. We reign in this kingdom. We're about to pray now. I want to show you a very dangerous scripture that God opened my eyes to. Brothers and sisters, if God does not open your eyes to see how a thing works, you may never know. Do you know that in every challenge that you have right now, a way of escape is there? But it takes God to open your eyes. Psalm 77. Turn there. Let me show you something. Psalm 77 and verse 19. Psalm 77, verse 19. Give us from Amplified if it's possible. Lion of Judah, my trust is in you. Alpha and Omega, my trust is in you. I am that I am. My trust is in you. Tonight I put them on you. My trust is in you. It says your way in delivering your people was through the sea. Listen carefully. The same sea that was an obstacle, it said their way of escape was inside that water, inside that trouble. It says, and your path through the great waters. How can you be in trouble and God says, in that trouble, that's where your answer is? But it takes your eyes to see it. God hides a formula in your pain and keeps it there until revelation opens you to it. It says your way of delivering your people was through the sea. The same sea He said that your path through the water, yet you pass through it and cover it, and nobody can trace your footsteps. This one, give us King James again. It will take revelation for you to know, how can I look at a water challenges and great waters? He said, thy way is in the sea. In that rain challenge is a formula that can make you a landlord, but it will take the spirit of revelation. In that sickness that brought you to Koinonia is hidden a mystery that can bring you into the healing anointing. It says, thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. God, what kind of God are you? You do something and cover it so no man can just look and say, But when he opens your eyes, all of a sudden you will discover that so the water can part. I never knew. And all of a sudden there will be dry ground, and you walk to it, and the Egyptians will think, and God will cover it and say, I don't open it for everybody. It is a way, but not for everybody. Are we together? These are some of the deep mysteries about the anointing. Sometimes you see me give you instructions that don't make sense. Shout Jesus, keep quiet. It does. You will try it and it won't work. It's a mystery. There is a way in it. There is a pathway that when God opens your eyes to the systems of the kingdom, then you can see things that don't make sense and make wonders out of them. God is speaking to someone here that the prayer you are praying, the answer is already within your environment. All it takes is for your eyes to see. Hagar was banished by Sarah. The Bible says she was in the wilderness dying of thirst. The young lad cried to heaven. When an angel appeared, all of a sudden they saw an oasis bringing water. The water was there, but her eyes could not see. The ways of God. And let me tell you, this is why we come to the house of God. Because there is something about the corporate gathering of God. Give us verse 13 of the same scripture. Give us verse 13 of the same scripture. Go ahead and read. Thy ways, O God, where is it? Is found in your sanctuary. When we come here, it says in your sanctuary, in your house, you have ordained a place that when we meet, you will show us a way. When God put this miracle service and called this ministry and put all of these things, it's not just a ritual. There is a mystery about the sanctuary he has ordained, that every time you come before God, he must open a way. So don't carry your challenges and come and you are wondering and say, I went to every church. I don't know what the church you went to believed, but in this sanctuary, there is a way. There is a way. I dare to tell you there is a way. Man of God, I've gone everywhere. With all due respect, I don't know where you went to, but there is a way in the sanctuary. Solomon dedicated a place and said, Lord, let me tie a covenant to this sanctuary. If any man prays and turns this direction, not for the sake of their faith, for the covenant in this place, answer them. When they were about to kill Daniel, in the days of that of Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel opened the gate and faced Jerusalem. He was afraid. He couldn't depend on his faith. He opened the door and said, Lord, I engage the covenant. That covenant that Solomon made with the temple in Jerusalem. It is not only a man that can bring miracles. A place can be anointed to birth miracles. It was in a place that Jacob went to sleep. He never met a man, but he met a place. And that night the heavens were open, and he saw a ladder that connected the heavens. He said, this is the house of God. This is the gates of heaven. Tonight I want to stir up faith. Many of you have come, you have made sacrifices. Pastor Femi, thank you. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Many of you have come from several places. You have made sacrifices. Please don't come here wasting your time, and don't come here wondering, Let's see what God will do. Already I can answer you, you won't get anything. Already, let me be honest with you, because God is not a magician. But there are people that come here determined and say, Lord, I have seen you in this place. I can't go back this way. Something must shift in my life. Something must change in my life. Not all of you may be trusting God for sickness, for healing, you know, but many of us are trusting God for one thing or the other. I'd like you to believe there is a way in the sea. I bring you a word. There is a way. This kingdom operates by mysteries. The Bible says there is no temptation given but that which is common to man. You are not the first to have house rent issue. You are not the first to have financial issues. Listen carefully. You are not the first to have academic issues. You are not the first to have, excuse me, spiritual issues. You are not the first.
But though we are few, we're surrounded by many who have crossed that river.
That's a part of this song I like.
Though we are few,
there are witnesses. There are people who have been healed. There are people who God changed their lives overnight. They may not be many, but they are on earth, testifiers of his faithfulness. As a testament that if God did it before, he can do it again.
And this is the song we'll be singing forever. Oh, is the Lord.
It is our confidence in God and our confidence in his ways that gives us the audacity to gather people and say, come, he will change you. Without the presence of God and access to the ways of God, we are scammers. We are not just liars, we are scammers. Why do you gather people and tell them, come? We dare you to come. We call a solemn assembly. Not only because we know God, by the privilege of his grace, we have found grace with him, and he has made us stewards of the mysteries. Ephesians chapter 3. This will be the last scripture. Ephesians chapter 3. From verse 2. It says, if ye have heard, Paul is speaking, of the dispensation of grace, of the grace of God, which is given me to you word for your sake, how that by revelation, verse 3, he made known unto me. How did Paul know it? By revelation, he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, verse 4, whereby when you read, another word is whereby when you experience it, you may know the basis. Ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Verse 5. A mystery that has been hidden in other ages. Let me tell you, some of the things we are doing, although they are spiritual, although they are biblical, they are mysteries that have been hidden. They are there. The same way many people swam through the Red Sea, although there was a way. It took a generation of men to be open to that mystery. There are many mysteries that control results that have not been routed by many, but the Bible says that in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets. How? By the Spirit. By the Spirit. It was a revelation that God gave me that people write their requests and come and drop here. It's not something that I copied from anywhere. It's a revelation. Stupid though, but look at the testimonies that have come out from it. Are we blessed now? God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo was given the revelation of feet washing. A revelation that had not been known to anybody. People read it, and all of a sudden, the testimonies that come out of it. People had communion. People take communion in Orthodox churches and different churches and just take it even while they are drunk. But somebody came with a light about communion, and all of a sudden people take communion now and cancers just die. There are mysteries, brothers and sisters. There are many people that never knew that the house of God is powerful. Praise the Lord. Are we together? So you must understand that God in this season wants to shift you. But he won't just shift you just by saying shift. There are mysteries. Tonight I bring you a word. There is a way in the sea. Hallelujah, there is a way. There is a way. There is something God can do about your finances. There's something God can do about your family situation. You left fire on the mountain and came back. You wait until the Red Sea parts, and God will rubbish Pharaoh tonight in your presence. Rise up on your feet. Begin to thank the Lord for what you have heard tonight. Cry for the grace to be faithful. Go ahead. Shalamados yatakatos yabarash. Mandelis kanamarhasuzia namalasuziadash. Cry for the grace to be faithful. Cry for the grace to be faithful. Lord, grant me the grace to be faithful. Grant me the grace to stay as you lift me. Grant me the grace not to rush seasons in my life. Grant me the grace. Shabrandeska de bala hasodia na balakosia. Bambradisia da hasia. Grant me the grace. Hallelujah. Just pray one prayer. Lord, change my story. Visit me tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Pray with faith. Change my story. Visit me. Visit me tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight is an unusual service because time has gone. We are going to be very, very fast. Very, very fast at that. Like I told us, we are going to start praying for the sick. We'll start by praying for the sick. And now this is how we're going to do it. Because of those of you outside, don't worry. Don't worry. Wherever you are, you will be attended to. Are we together? You will be attended to. So hold on, before I ask the people to come, you don't have to, just cooperate with the ushers. If they need you to do anything, just it's a temporary inconvenience. We're doing this just to be able to manage time and to do all that we have to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now please hold on, let's not be distracted. Those of us who are trusting God for healing, is a miracle service. It's not just limited to healing, but we are going to pray for the sick now. Now, we are going to do this very fast. And please, those that will be ministering, let's do it very fast. It's not in how long. Listen, let me tell you something about the anointing. It's not just in how long you are touched or the frequency. Just a touch is enough for the anointing. The same way a small drug can step into your body, and that's it. The wonders are done. I'd like you to believe God to touch you, change your life, whether it's a blood disease, whatever it is. Let's agree with you. Hallelujah. We'll do that very, very fast. While we are doing that, please, if you have come with your requests, ushers, please help them. PR department, you can join them. Protocol, let's just join and see how we can make this very fast, so that at the same time we are collecting the prayer requests. Remember, it's not a ritual. When it's time, when they come to you, you can hand over the request. If you are yet to write yours, you can quickly do that. Those online following us from whatever nation, you can just connect. Your requests are already there, and we're praying the power of God will touch it there too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please, I'd like you to be very intentional.
I know that most times we do this at the miracle services, but be careful lest you make a ritual out of this and then at the same time waste your time. I have seen the power and the glory of God upon my life and upon this ministry in ways that are humbling, in ways that are powerful. Expect a testimony. Please refuse that you're not going back the way you came. No matter what the medical situation is, remember I told you there is a way in the sea. There is a way. Hallelujah. When I do that, we'll finish it and then we can now minister deliverance and just prophesy so that we are able to make time. Praise the Lord. Father, we're gathered tonight by your wisdom and your power. Lord, we're about to minister to those who are sick. And Lord, we trust your power to heal. We trust your power to heal to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, anoint my hands, anoint every man and woman of God who will be ministering to the sick. Let there be the hearing of faith. Let there be the walking of miracles. Do this and glorify yourself in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you all the praise. Let your power flow. Let miracles begin in this place. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Please make sure that while you submit your prayer request, be in the attitude of prayer. If I were you, I'll be praying in the spirit. Don't be distracted just because we are taking our time to pray for the sick. God bless you.
You deserve the glory and the honor. So we lift our hearts and worship as we bless your holy name. Yes, you deserve the glory. And the honor. Yes, Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. Yes, there is no one else like you, oh Jesus. There is no one else like you. Yes, you are great, and you do miracles so great. Oh, there is no one else like you. Oh, deserve the glory. Say, you deserve the glory and the honor, Lord, and the honor. So we lift our hands, so we lift our hands and words as we praise. Oh, yes, you deserve the glory. Why we worship tonight. So we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. Give you the glory. You're the miracle. There is no one, no one else that can touch me like you do. They can heal me. Say there is else like you. Yes, you are great. sing, there is no one else, Lord.
There is no one else.
There's no one else like you, Jesus.
No
one can heal me like you do. Hey! The name of cancer, the name of HIV, let every other name fade away. The name of arthritis fades away. Let every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place. Let every other name fade away.
Every other name fade away.
For God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. Hey! Let the name of Jesus, every knee would bow. Yeah.
Every other name fade away.
Let every other name fade away. every other name fade away. Let every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place. Let every other name fade away. Somebody say, let every other name
fade away.
Jesus, take your place.
Let every other name fade away.
Your name.
Everyone say after me, in the name of Jesus. We're praying now, please. We're praying. Say, in the name of Jesus. Shout it, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I decree and declare that every force from the pit of hell standing against my lifting tonight, I challenge you. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Everyone, lift your voice and begin to pray. Every force, every force, nothing will stop your lifting. This is a season of lifting in the name of Jesus.
Every stronghold shall be broken. You were the victor's crown.
Say, in the name of Jesus, every recurrent pattern in my life right now, I declare you destroyed. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Challenge every recurrent pattern by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Every recurrent pattern in the name of Jesus. Every recurrent pattern. Papo Sabala Katupa Shabren Negadea. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Every dimension of grace apportioned for me tonight, I declare that I must step into it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Every dimension of grace. Every dimension of grace. Kabalako Shabalaraba. Every dimension. Make sure you are praying every dimension. Every dimension. Every dimension. Say, in the name of Jesus. Father, let your fire fall upon my life, upon my family, and destroy every planting that is not of God. Lift your voice and pray. Let your fire, the visitation of your fire, the visitation of your fire upon my life, upon my life. Pray. Shake bakatola bakato. Let your fire fall upon my life. Let your fire bring a separation. Lift your hands. I'm about to pray for you now. We are never doing the same thing every time I rebuke devils. There are lives and destinies that are under the yokes of darkness. It's time for the devil to give up. Are we together? Are you ready to shout that name that is above all names? Let me tell you, I want you to be childlike tonight and just follow these instructions and watch the wonder working power of God in your life. At the count of three, I want you to shout that name, Jesus, everywhere. And as you shout that name, the sword of the Lord will pierce through every root of every challenge and begin to command victory for you. Are we together now? Especially for those of you who are coming here for the first time, I'm ministering deliverance now. Every yoke of darkness that has tied anyone's life, as you shout this name, may the visitation of that fire. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3. I command the fire of the Spirit. Bring them up, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Right now, every altar and everything, every high thing that is not of God, I curse you now. I curse you now. I curse you now. Shukete ko satabali akatosh. Hallelujah. I think the ground is good enough. You can bring them. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying now. I'm still praying. Anyone's destiny that is under siege, right now I stretch my hands. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing like bolts of fire falling on people. If it falls on you, your destiny is opening up. Lord, where are they? I stretch my hands. May the visitation of fire open destinies now. Sheketo katakata. Open destinies now. Open destinies now. Inside, outside. Open destinies now. Open destinies now. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a horn and I'm seeing fire burning it. Please be sensitive. This is a symbol of authorities that sit over lives and families. He said in Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 18, what seest thou? He said, four horns. These are the horns that have lifted up themselves against Jerusalem, against Judah, so that no man does lift his head. He said, but I have sent four carpenters. Lift your hands. I'm praying right now. In the name of Jesus, the fire of God is falling on people inside and outside. In the name of Jesus, anyone here, Shabo Sekatos Kabariakata, under any kind of demonic siege, at the count of three, that horn, that symbol of authority that has tied your family, that has tied your life, it is uprooted. 1, 2, 3. I release that fire now. I release that fire now. I release that fire now. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Pako Seketo Shatariata, I decree and declare, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, anyone here whose life is under siege, be delivered now. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to visit the issue of barrenness, but then he's using physical barrenness as a prophetic symbol for productivity, so that you are not surprised if you are a man and the anointing still visits you. The womb is the place where seed is planted. That womb can be anything. A woman's womb is just a type and a shadow of a system of increase. There are people, a barren woman is a woman whose womb cannot receive and multiply seed. The way it is physically, that's how it is spiritually. You receive the word, but it never produces. It's barrenness. You receive finances, but it never multiplies. It's barrenness. Lift your hands as I pray. Listen, many people are going to be delivered from just this prayer. You will be surprised to know that many of your requests are tied to this one prayer. Lift your hands. I'm praying now that in the name of Jesus, I tell you, all I see is just fire. That's what I'm saying. Every spirit responsible for barrenness in anyone's life right now, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I declare, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Overflow one. I'm seeing three people. I'm praying now. I know because of time we can't let you come in, but I'm seeing three people. Two are ladies, one is a gentleman. This prayer is for you. There is an anointing as I'm speaking that is coming. Overflow one on people outside. The Lord is bringing massive deliverance. Barrenness is a dangerous thing. Listen, whatever you give a barren person is as well as wasting your time, because it cannot grow, it cannot multiply. Jesus saw the fig tree, it was taken from the earth, but it was not producing. In the name of Jesus, I'm still praying that prayer again, that any life here that Satan has rendered barren, I stand by the anointing of the Holy Ghost and I decree and declare, Skopata Shabarakatosiata, be delivered right now. Be delivered right now from every siege of barrenness. Be delivered right now. Be delivered right now from every siege of barrenness. Hallelujah. Kemi, who is Kemi? Kemi. I may just talk to one or two people. Kemi, you are wearing red. It's like, it's a guy called Kemi. Who is that? You are wearing red. What's your name? I know that Kemi is a lady's name. It's not a guy. I will pray for you. It's your hunger. You are wearing red. What's your name? Your name is Kemi.
Yes, sir.
You are wearing red. I'll pray for you. But gentlemen, you are here. There is a hunger that you carry. Listen, you came from I'm seeing Cross River.
Where? Cross River.
You
yes,
came.
Sir. Yes, sir.
The Lord is saying, I should tell you. Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
You came because of a hunger,
yes, sir,
to truly get an anointing.
Yes, sir.
But you see, this message I preach was for you.
Yes,
you heard what I'm saying?
Yes,
this running around to want to do ministry by force is not the way it works. The Lord Himself, He will give you an anointing, but He will give you direction. What you need is an encounter with the word and direction, but you will never go back the same. Receive that anointing, a new dimension, a new season. My dear, there is a spirit of prophecy upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stir up that spirit, that dimension. I open you to a realm where you begin to see and hear the sounds of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, as I'm praying this, I'm seeing number 11, the same thing that came on this lady. The anointing of the Spirit is looking for 11 people. There is the spirit of prophecy. Where are they? I stretch my hands right now. 11 people. 11 people scattered inside and outside. In the name that is above all names. Receive that spirit. You need it. I stir it up from your spirit man. The grace for prophecy. Makatos kabarakata. Sons and daughters stepping into dimensions of prophecy. Some of you have only had dreams, but I shift you to dimensions of visions, prophetic visions. You will never be the same. I'm still praying this. There are people, this is your call, but no anointing has ever stirred it. In the name of Jesus, I shift you in the spirit into that anointing, the very anointing, the seat of the prophetic. I move you by grace in the name of Jesus Christ. I activate it, that dimension. I'm praying. I don't know why God is moving this way. There are people, the call of God is upon your life, but you don't know it. You don't know that the call of God is upon your life. But tonight, as a token, The Spirit of God is visiting you, whether you know it or not. Lord, where are they? I stretch my hands now. If the hand and the mandate of God is upon your life for your destiny in the area of the fivefold, I declare, let the anointing of the Spirit locate you. As it locates you, the Lord begins to prepare you. Where are they? Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Hallelujah. There is a dangerous spirit. Our time is up. Hold on. But there is a spirit that I want to rebuke now. I just saw written in the air, rejection. Hold on. Many of you do not know the reason why good things never reach you. You stand, you are watching, and an opportunity come. Rejection is not just a state, it's a spirit. Lift your hands. Don't pray, don't do anything, just lift your hands. Hallelujah. That's the instruction the Lord is giving me. Just lift your hands, just do what I'm asking you to do. In the name of Jesus, many of you will be surprised now. There are people, it's like a yoke. I'm seeing like cowries, these cowries that they use. That's what I'm seeing. And in the name of Jesus Christ, as the power of God is smashing that rubbish, that's how many people who have been despised. The Bible says where you have been forsaken so that no man passes through you. He says you become an eternal excellency and a joy of many generations. Right now, I stretch my hands from the front to the back. Overflow 1, 2, 3. The roadside and online. If there is anyone here under the siege of the spirit of rejection, right now in the name of Jesus, in this silence, may the anointing of the Spirit begin to bring deliverance. Right now, I'm praying, it's happening right now. Taking away that spirit from your life. Please be sensitive, we are doing a quick walk. Rejection, rejection, rejection. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Rejection, I command that spirit to leave. I'm still praying. I command that spirit to leave. I command that spirit to leave. Alongside with this, there are people, bad luck, good things must always turn to evil when it enters your hand. No matter what it is, if they give you money, something must go bad. A good opportunity, it must be destroyed. You enter a relationship, something must happen. I stretch my hands right now in the name of Jesus. Makos kabara katosh kele katosiata. If there is anyone under the sound of my voice who is under this kind of siege here at this miracle service, fire, 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 I release the fire of the Spirit right now from the front to the back, inside, outside. I command your deliverance right now. I command your deliverance right now. I command your deliverance right now. Keep your hands lifted and pray. Mighty things are happening in the spirit. I asked us to pray a prayer that the Lord put in my heart. Patterns. I'm still seeing it again. There are some of you, the same thing happens to every member of your family. At certain seasons, everything must happen. Either somebody dies or someone doesn't marry straight and correct. You must have a child before you get married. Or something, someone will rape you. Someone raped your mother. Someone will rape. Some kind of nonsense patterns. In the name of Jesus. At the count of three, I want you to shout Jesus. Lord, I pray that as your people shout that name, every pattern that happened to the fathers that is about to replay itself in the life of your people, let it be broken at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. I declare those patterns broken now. Those patterns broken now. Those patterns broken now. Those patterns broken now. Hallelujah. The spirit of delay. God is taking delay from someone's life. That's what I'm seeing. God is taking delay. I'm seeing it going. Delay. 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 Not everybody, but I'm seeing God is it will surprise you after this miracle service, the kind of speed that your life will enter. Delay. Hallelujah. My dear, come this is your first time here. Where are you coming from? You're coming from Abuja.
Yes,
I want to pray for you. You had the prayer I just said we should pray.
Yes,
that prayer was for you. Don't be embarrassed, eh? There is a spirit of delay that must leave your life. You are a great lady, but I see delay. Come. It's a demonic spirit, and if you are not delivered and you get up and go to Abuja just like that, it will be as if you did not come before the presence of God. But I lay my hands upon your head, and in the name of Jesus Christ, the spirit of delay, I call you by name. Let this lady go now by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Go now, live her life forever in the name of Jesus. That lady wearing lime cloth, you, this one, come quickly, please. Look at me. Salvation has come to your family. The month of June, look at me, the month of June, I'm prophesying by the Spirit, is the month for your family. The Lord is saying, I should tell you, He's changing everything. Everything completely by the Spirit of the living God. He's changing everything by the Spirit of the living God. He's changing everything by the Spirit of the living God. I'm hearing a name, Doris. I'm hearing a name, Doris. Doris. Who is Doris? I'm hearing a name, Doris. Doris. Are you Doris? Your name is Doris. I'm going to pray for you. Your name too is Doris. That's your baby. I will pray for you. Look at me. Look at me. Shout Jesus. My dear, look at me. Witchcraft. I'm stretched. The Lord is just saying I should stretch my hands in front of you. I stretch my hands and I declare, I'm seeing an altar catching fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare it by the Spirit. I stretch my hands. That's what the Lord is saying I should do. I stretch my hands. It catches fire now. Oh, 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 oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to you. Oh, oh, oh. Look at me. Where are you coming from?
From Congo.
From Congo. Hold my hands. Say shame and reproach.
Shame and reproach
is taken from my life.
Is taken from my life
forever.
Forever.
Say it again. Shame and reproach.
Shame and reproach.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Shame and reproach is taken from your life forever in the name of Jesus Christ by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Shame and reproach is taken. Hold on, I'm not done with that. I decree and declare that shame and reproach is taken from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody's father has not been paid for 11 years. I'm seeing, I don't know what the condition is, but I'm seeing at 11 years or so, your father has not been paid. It's something they have been pursuing. Please make sure you are honest. Who is that? Come. Your dad, where is he?
He's in Lagos.
You too? Where is he? Do you believe that if I pray for you, a miracle will happen? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we make it happen by the Spirit of the living God.
I decree and declare that between now and the next 90 days, let there be a miracle. Let there be a miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why are you all coming? Your parents? No, don't. If I pray, most of you is not that word. You are just coming just because you want. It may be related. In the name of Jesus, I'm just praying for you. As I'm touching you, you see, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. You see this touch, you see. This touch, just this touch, you see. There is power in it. It's just that we are very carnal people. Do you understand? After service, you can hug me and jump on me. But now, what is on me is what makes this touch different. You see that? You can have, it's not just a touch, maybe a touch for jamboree. No. I can lay my hands on you, right? And then something can come upon you. I can lay my hands upon you and then your life will change. Sometimes you see me just speak and you think it, as I pray like this, you see, watch your life and see what it becomes. Are you getting what I'm saying now? That's the point. The word of God, that you can't see it, does not mean it's not resting on you. When it rests on you like a hen over her the eggs, it will stay there until there is a performance. This thing you see is not just power, it's authority. It's authority. There is authority in the spirit. It's not just power, it's authority. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So it is a grace, it's a gift that God can give a man. He said, for I am a man under authority. I say to one, go. It's just that many of us just sit down and we keep watching. The fact that you are here within this vicinity alone, let me tell you, whether you are inside or outside, your life will never, never be the same. If I never get to touch you, it's just that we are carnal. We are carnal. So we just feel that until you make contact with the man of God, your life will not. No. I don't have to give you a word of knowledge. The anointing that you see, this anointing, through words, I can speak to you like this. The word of God carries the anointing. Do you understand? It's not just until maybe you make contact and lay hands, and some of those things are just psychological. It is the power of God. As I'm speaking over your life, if you believe, you will be surprised. Are we together now? Yes. A miracle service, we may not have all the time to minister the way we want to, but this word, if all I do here is to just come and speak. I told you about the creative dimension of prophecy. Men are made by the prophetic word that is on them. What is on you is what compels creation to respond to you in a certain way. A man can lay hands on you and not lay anything. Everybody ministers according to the dimension of his grace. My dear, this lady looking at me, come. The Lord is saying, I should tell you what happened to Queen Esther in the Bible will happen to you. I don't know who you are, but the Lord is saying, I should tell you that what happened to Adasa, Queen Esther in the Bible, I release that grace upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. So brothers and sisters, I'd like your heart to be open. If you come here and you are prayed for, I lay hands on you and you miss the prophetic sessions, you really miss the miracle service. You see that? You miss the prophetic session. Help is coming. Hold on. The Lord is showing me something. Help is coming. I'm seeing help is coming. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. Help is coming. Help is coming. Help is coming. It will surprise you. Help is coming. When God says help is coming, it means people are coming. Men are coming. Men are coming. I'm saying it again. Men are coming. This is a word for somebody. Help is coming in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is saying, I should prophesy to someone. It won't reach June. It won't reach June. This is what God is saying. I don't even know what I'm saying. Listen, God gave you a word. God is saying, you will not enter June without that miracle happening. And in the name of Jesus Christ, whoever that person is,
I release that word. Let there be a performance. Let there be a performance. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a performance. I'm seeing a young man that came here. You are not based here. You came from another city, and there is the call of God upon your life. But I'm seeing that not only is there a call of God upon your life, I'm seeing that there is an anointing. I'm not saying you should come out. There are many people that belong. Don't worry, the anointing will find you. There is an anointing. I've not done the impartation yet, but there is an anointing that is coming on that gentleman. It may spill over to others, but it's for one. You will go back. There is a revival within your territory that has been allocated to you, your person. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing of the Spirit find that person now. You may look ordinary, saith the Spirit of God, but when my grace comes upon you, I will do wonders through your life. The Lord is saying, you may look ordinary, but when my grace comes upon you. You see, the anointing of the Spirit is the maker of men. It is not about what they want to do. In the name of Jesus, whoever that gentleman is, I bring you into that grace. I bring you into that anointing by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is giving somebody a kind of anointing here. Listen, let me describe for you how it will work. If you hold someone's hand and pray on an issue, it is done. That's how the anointing will work. If at all you hold someone's hand, except you don't hold the hand of the person and pray for that person, whoever must carry this anointing, I stretch my hands now by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, may that anointing be so lavish upon your life. You will see strange testimonies as you agree with people. They will note you for commanding results through prayer. Hallelujah. Let's pray for finances. Just allow me, we'll round up. I apologize already in advance. We'll do this very fast. God is already visiting his people. There is a grace for finances. I will continue to pray this until I see a manifestation of what I've seen in the Spirit. Not only are there people here who are called, just people, men like Ejimi, that are called into the ministry of kingdom finance, there are people who may not be called into that ministry, but they are kingdom financiers. Because of that call and anointing upon their life, the Holy Ghost will shift them in a certain way to grant them access. You may look weak. You may not have one naira in your pocket, but listen, I want you to believe me as I pray for you. Lord Jesus, where are these people that you are speaking to me about? Let the grace, let the unction that makes for this kind of possibility, let it be released upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, let that grace be released upon them. Help him, help him. Be sensitive, gentleman, please. You would have injured him for nothing. Be sensitive, huh? In the name of Jesus, that grace, I called him because the Lord said I should minister to him. That anointing is upon him. I'm still praying. There are people, I'm seeing like coins being dropped on the hands of people in the Spirit. This is like a token of that grace, that call. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray now. Everywhere in this congregation and outside, if you are called into this ministry, I declare, Skopa Shalanda Sekateko Shala. You may not look like it, but I release the grace on you. May the Lord align your understanding about finances. May he align your understanding about business in a strange and supernatural way that will cause you to command strange abundance. I declare that as a result of this prayer, God will connect you to strategic individuals. Strategic individuals. Hallelujah. There are people here who have, please listen, we're rounding up. There are people here inside, outside. You have what we call the mantle of a savior. You may not be the firstborn in your family, but all the while a grace has been following you because you represent an altar. I'm going to pray right now. There are people, whether you are young or old, if that grace, if you are the one that represents the altar of God in your family, then it's time for that altar to begin to speak. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, for everyone here, you represent the epicenter of the purposes of God in your family. I stir up that altar. I put fire upon that altar now. Let it begin to burn, that from your secret place you begin to shift things in your family. From your secret place you begin to command and manipulate realities from the realm of the spirit. I make it so. I declare it so in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know there might be many people. This may be the last personal case I'll deal with and then we'll pray. There might be many people here with this case, but there is a particular woman here. You are barren. There's a particular woman. Not that you are standing for someone, you yourself. Please help them. Madam, how long have you been married?
11 years.
11 years, no child. Madam, how long?
7 years.
7 years.
Yes.
18 years in total. You are standing here before the people of God because you believe that God can step in. You, madam?
18 years.
You've been barren for how long?
18 years.
18 years. You?
Yes.
Madam, will you believe if I tell all three of you that according to the time of life, you will return with your children? No. It's not amen. The question is, will you believe? Will you believe it? Madam, where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Jushi.
Where is that?
Jushi, at the back of enemies.
Where are you coming from, madam? You are coming from Kaduna?
Yes, sir.
Who is this lady? Are you married? You've been barren too?
Yes, sir.
You too, madam? Please, if you are not married, don't come out here. If you are coming out for... If it's someone you are standing for, just remain there. Please remain. If you are standing for someone, I will pray. But if it is for yourself, madam, you too? Look at me. You are trusting God? How long have you been married?
I've been married for like 5 years, but I have a child, but I've been trying for like 3 years now.
You have a child?
Yes,
already?
Sir.
You
yes,
just
sir.
Want another one?
Yes, sir.
It's all right. I'll pray for you. These ones don't have any. The devil is a liar. Madam, don't be embarrassed. You are not standing before. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You too? You too? You are trusting God. How long have you been married?
Yes.
2 years. No, you had a child, you were even rejoicing, and you had a miscarriage.
Yes.
When?
Last year. Yes.
And from that time, this has affected you.
Yes,
I have to pray. There's something wrong with your stomach.
Yes.
The doctor already told you. I wouldn't say it in the open, but then this is what is killing the baby. Hold on, madam. You had miscarriage, not even in 2000 and
in 2014.
Child, that's what I'm saying. My stomach.
You had a, they had to go and remove the baby.
Yes.
Because the baby died inside
in pieces,
your stomach.
Yes.
The baby pieces like yes. this inside your stomach.
Yes, sir.
God is going to give you a child.
Amen.
My dear, look at me, this lady. The mercy of God needs to speak for you. You love Jesus. You love Jesus. I'll pray for you, but you are not in need of child. What you need is mercy, the mercy of God. Many of us don't know what the mercy of God is. The mercy of God is not for sinners. The mercy of God is his dimension that causes him to veto whatever limitation it is to come to help you. So when we say mercy, it's not just because you have to be a sinner. There are certain dimensions of God that are only revealed to you at the platform of his mercy. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. I want to pray and prophesy to all of you and agree with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please go back and tell your various husbands that you were prayed for. I love men, I respect husbands, but many husbands don't love Jesus. They don't know Jesus. After their wives return like this and say, my husband, we just went for a program. They don't know what program. And they cancel out all of these things. It takes two to agree. Are we together? In the name of Jesus Christ, madam, put your hand in your stomach. I take away this demonic thing. Let it go now. In the name of Jesus, it disappears. Madam, I pray for you. The Lord opens your womb. In the name of Jesus, madam, by the grace of God, you carry your child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I remove every growth from your stomach. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you return with your miracle. Madam, look at me. God is going to use you.
Amen.
You are not just going to give birth to a child. The hand of God is on your life. It doesn't look like it, but there is nothing in this life that will ever satisfy you except the service of God. You will love God and serve him. And with this miracle God is going to give you, every other woman you pray for over the issue of the fruit of the womb, you will see that God will open up your stomach. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you will arise and have mercy upon this, my precious sister. In the name of Jesus, the voice of accusation that speaks against you, I silence it by the mystery of the blood. Now go and have your child. It's over in the name of Jesus Christ. It's over, my dear. Look at me. Go and prepare. You have a child now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, let the grace of God speak for you. Madam, I pray for you. Help her, please. It's over right now. Carry your child. In Jesus' name, please stretch your hands towards the altar and let's pray. Stretch your hands in 1 minute. You, for yourself, madam. Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's all right, madam. No problem. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. You are trusting God for a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody's sister is going to have twins. Hold on. The power of God will come on that person now as I'm speaking. For the sake of your sister carrying twins. This is twins. The Lord himself. There's one more person left. I'm hearing the voice of children, babies crying. When it stops, then I know that it's over. I'm still hearing it. There is still one more person, family. I'm hearing the voice of children. Lord, in the name of Jesus, wherever that family is, I pray that you locate them right now. By the Spirit of the living God, you locate them right now. You locate them right now. I'm still praying. You locate them right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Stretch your hands and let's pray. Please begin to pray in 1 minute and say, Father, whatever I have dropped here, just keep her there. I'll pray for her. That's all right. Begin to pray in the spirit and declare that whatever you have dropped here turns to your testimony.
In the name of Jesus, I'm laying hands here and I'm agreeing with you. Shalakato prakato zezeme hasiana katos. Endeleketo sabragato siatakato shafranda hasiana baladash. Impossible situations. Mabrakato zadia shana hasana malakatosh. Reketeketeke barahasozia. Embragato shalabarakatos kadebrendeketeke latos yata. Unto you that answers prayers shall all flesh come. Mapreza gado janeke lando safria hasabadash. Ingredo zedeko shabarakatoski adabalash. Please pray. Lord, turn around our captivities like the streams in the Negev. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them say among the hidden, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. We sow prayers in tears and we declare that we reap in joy. Lord, I bow my knees to you and I cry, visit your people. 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 Hallelujah. This prayer you see we pray here is a very deep spiritual mystery. It's not a ritual, it's a revelation. Sometimes when I travel and I go, the Lord instructs me to do the same thing there, and the amazing testimonies. This for me is one of the most thorough ways of ministering to people, because this is a summation of your truest desires. Because you wrote them by yourself, is a representation of your pain and your expectations. This is you standing before God through your request. And I decree and declare, as I stand and step upon this request, I declare, rise above every challenge. In the name of Jesus Christ. The same way I'm stepping on this, in the name of Jesus, that is how you are stepping on every situation. I turn every request in this place into your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. Some of you, it will be like you are dreaming. The way you will see doors open in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every impossible situation represented here, I cry to the God who is the God of this ministry, that he will arise in power and surprise you. For all those who have dropped their request online, in the name of Jesus Christ, the same grace that is visiting these requests is visiting their request in the name of Jesus. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, let there be miracles in Jesus' name. Please lift your hands, everyone. Let me pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen. You see, every ministry, let me tell you this, it's an uncomfortable truth, but it's true. Every ministry rises and stops at the spiritual level of lifting of the man of God. Wherever you stop spiritually as a man of God, that's where the ministry rises. It's impossible to lead a ministry that is higher than your own level of grace and anointing. It doesn't work that way. It can't work sustainably. That means that when the man of God shifts in anointing and rises, it means that everyone genuinely committed to that grace and that vision, not based on your personal press, but by the implication of connection, you should also rise. Do we agree? Do you believe that? Yes. I have seen the grace and the glory of God and the authority of the kingdom multiply and rise in my life this year like never before. And I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus, right there where you are, inside and outside, and all those connected, wherever you are spiritually, I prophesy to you, rise, and I shift you to a new dimension. I shift you to a new dimension. You have walked in miracles before, But in the name of Jesus, may your hand do wonders. You have taught the word accurately before, but in the name of Jesus, may your tongue from tonight become the pen of a ready writer. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have handled some level of finances before, but I shift you into figures that you have never seen before. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have experienced favor before, but I stand here in the name of Jesus and I declare a new order of favor. You have heard God before, but I program your ears to hear deeper dimensions of the voice of God. I pray for everyone here, inside and outside, the mantle that causes men to be honorable, may that grace come upon you. May that grace come upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, this ministry has never gone up and come down. Never, not once. It keeps going from glory to glory. I declare, let that be the definition of your life from today. Spiritually, financially, academically. For those who are students, I decree and declare, the grace for extraordinary excellence I release upon you. The grace for extraordinary excellence I release upon you. Anyone here trusting God for a job, a noble job, I stretch my hands. Between now and next miracle service, return with your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. And anyone here due for promotion, I decree and declare by the finger of God, step into a new dimension of promotion. The fire that is upon your altar, that is the secret of your life, the secret of every man's glory, is the fire that burns upon his altar. When nothing is burning, you will just be a talkative for nothing. You will read and teach and nothing will happen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The mystery that preserves fire upon the altars of men, let it work for you. Let it work for you. I fan the coals of your prayer life. I fan the coals of your spiritual life. I fan the coals of your word life. This is a prayer many people don't desire. I pray for a baptism of spiritual hunger. I say it again, a baptism of spiritual hunger. That the Lord will expand your appetite for spiritual things. Every kind of arrival mentality, every kind of spiritual complacency, where there is no desire to press for the deeper things of God, satisfied by the little results here and there, I declare that the Lord plants a fresh hunger. The hunger that can take you on a 3 days fast just to study the word and pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Some of us, the grace to fast has died. You fast by 10, you are yawning your life away and you can't pray. I pray for you now. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of gluttony and uncontrolled lust for food, I curse it from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, I pray for you. In this strange season where God is lifting men and changing their stories, as I'm praying for you, I'm praying this one for myself too. In the name of Jesus, may you rise to a level where all those who knew you will turn and say, this one is the finger of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm calling on people who want to surrender their heart to Jesus now. Please, everyone stand. Please, everyone stand. No move. Let me tell you something. One of the assignments of the church is to harvest souls for the kingdom. We must be passionate and desperate and intentional about souls coming to Jesus. Are we together? There are people here who are saying, Apostle, if you will lead me to Jesus, I'm not too proud. I'm not a rebel. I can come to him genuinely. Please listen carefully. Overflow 3, Overflow 2, 1 by the roadside, and those who are following online. The church is gradually becoming very, very unresponsive to the need for salvation. You're a man of God here. Take the issue of the salvation of souls seriously. If you are not saving souls as a church, you are, this in fact is sin. It's not just wrong. It's not just disobedience. It's sin. It is important that we continue to partner with the Spirit that people come to Jesus. It's not just a ritual to show we are spiritual. It is the only way that their lives can be salvaged. First, eternally, and then to live a life of victory here. Are we together? There are people here, you may have been born from a Christian background, a number of you love Jesus Christ, but you are saying, man of God, I have never truly made a commitment for Jesus. I've seen people do all this, but tonight I want to make that decision. Some of you are saying, man of God, I love Jesus, but I need a renewal in my life. I just need a fresh touch. I know that my life is not the way it used to be, and I want to straighten out my ways with God. If you are here and you belong to these two categories, aside from Overflow 3, I'll just request for time's sake that you move forward to the front of your projector screen. Overflow 1, Overflow 2, the roadside and inside here. I want you to come out right where I am here. Wherever you are, God bless you. Quickly, please. We have 1 minute for this. Wherever you are, Jesus is speaking to you. You must be born again. No one will force you, but you have to win this war tonight. You have to win this war tonight. God bless you. Quickly, come boldly. Come like one who is coming to receive an award. Don't come as if you are attending a funeral. This is a miracle of miracles. God bless you. Apostle, what if people know me and they see me? Leave all those people. This is the business of you and God. Make your way to the front quickly. Those coming from outside, please, let's clear the way for them so that they hurry up. Let's clear the way for them. God bless you. God bless you as you come. Quickly. God bless you as you come. You need Jesus. Please don't come out here to pretend. Come out genuinely from your heart. You must be born again. Every single one of us had to pass through that process. Jesus said, I am the door, not a door. The door, the door, the only door. Every other route is not correct. You have to follow through the door. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out to make this declaration. I want you to know that this is a very noble declaration. Lift your right hand after me and say this passionately and truthfully. Say, Lord Jesus. If you're joining them, please come quickly. Join them. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Say it again. I love you with all my heart. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died for me. You shed your blood for my sin. Tonight, I receive you. I receive your life. I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I declare that I reign in life. In the name of Jesus, I move forward ever and backward never. The grace to stay, the grace to grow, the grace to be useful is mine tonight, in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I stretch my hands towards these precious people. They have come before your people making declarations, making commitments to live for you, to love you, to serve you. I pray that the grace that makes this a possibility, let it be released upon their lives. In the name of Jesus, I declare your sins forgiven. I declare that the power of sin, the power of Satan is broken over your life. You go from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I appreciate you. I want you to follow the gentleman waving his hands. All of you, just follow him in concert. There will be a group of people to just talk to you, address you very quickly, and then you will be back to your seat. Let's appreciate the Lord for tonight.
believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Eternity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.